Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on WBUR. I'm Lynn Joliker, in for Lisa Mullins. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker has lined up a new job for when he leaves office next month. The 66-year-old Republican has been named the next president of the National Collegiate Athletic Association, the NCAA, starting in March. Joining us now is WBUR's Steve Brown, who has covered Baker for the last 8 years. Hi, Steve.
Hey there, Lynn.
So this seems like quite a change for Baker, going from the governor's office to college sports. Were you surprised?
No, not really. You know, Charlie Baker is a sports guy. He loves to talk about it whenever he can. He often refers to things that he's heard on sports radio. He played college basketball at Harvard, although he admits he was not a stellar athlete. Still, he did eventually make the varsity team, and it's obvious that he is passionate about sports.
Okay, but why did the NCAA pick Baker, do you think?
Yeah, the organization could use someone with Baker's political connections and savvy. It'll likely need help in Congress to get an exemption from antitrust laws, and the NCAA is also facing other thorny issues, like whether student athletes should be paid to play, as well as the right to use their names and images. Some think Baker may just be the guy to help. Baylor University President Linda Livingstone is the chair of the NCAA Board of Governors. She said this afternoon that it's hard to imagine a better fit than Baker.
Our mission at the NCAA is to provide student athletes with a fair, inclusive, and fulfilling environment in which to study, practice, and compete, so they can not only have a successful career in college, but can go on to have a major impact in their lives after college. Under Governor Baker's leadership, I have no doubt that we will make tremendous strides in that mission, and it will have an enormous impact on our student athletes.
Now, Livingstone noted that Baker's ability to handle complex issues and build consensus. He's a moderate who has worked with both Republicans and Democrats alike.
And what is the governor saying about his new job?
Yeah, he said he's not exactly what you would call a traditional candidate for this, but he also seems excited about the opportunity. He said he believes that sports have a tremendous power to bring people together.
You just see it over and over again, the way in which athletics can transcend so many other divisions. And I really do believe that we are at a bit of a pivotal period for the NCAA. And I really do think that the enthusiasm, the life and professional experiences I've had, the people I've gotten to know, the relationships I have can be a big part of helping all the folks involved in the NCAA, wherever they fit in that very significant organization, benefit from what we can put together going forward if we work together.
Still, Baker wouldn't talk about any specific plans about what he'll do in this new role. He says he first needs to meet with people and hear what they have to say.
And what kind of reaction have you been hearing to his announcement?
Well, Baker's successor, Attorney General Maura Healey, tweeted a photo of the two of them playing a game of horse several years ago. She offered her congratulations and said that she knows that he knows the importance of athletics can play. Now, our colleague Walt Wuthman talked with Smith College sports economics professor Andrew Zimbalist. Zimbalist said that if Charlie Baker thinks it's been tough to govern Massachusetts, wait until he tries to oversee college sports.
The NCAA job that he's taking is unbelievably challenging. The NCAA is falling apart, and I think the obvious reason why they have selected him is because they want a politician who will be able to work the scenes in Congress, and from the NCAA perspective, hopefully, they would like to get an antitrust exemption for the NCAA.
So it sounds like Baker has his work cut out for him, but I'm sure he'll be glad he won't have to answer any more questions about the MBTA.
I'm sure. And I would imagine leaving the governor's office, going into a position like this, he's probably looking at a fairly sizable pay increase. What do you know about that?
Yeah, the NCAA didn't disclose what his salary is, but it will surely be a big bump from what he's earning now. He makes $185,000 a year as governor. But the guy that Baker is replacing earned almost $3 million in 2020, so that's a big difference.
Wow. Yes, you could say that. Thank you very much, WBUR's Steve Brown.
You're quite welcome, Lynn.